divine beings. Welcome back to Seek Insight. And this is Jazz Karen, and you're listening to today's episode of Healing. And I want to talk to you guys about what it feels like to be on this journey of self-healing, self-compassion, and just some of the things that I've had revelations about recently. And it's going to be kind of an interesting one. So, the other day, I was weeding. Now, let me tell you, weeding is not the... it is very rejuvenating and therapeutic when it's not sweltering hot outside and there's just a few weeds. But the landscape I was working on is massive, and there was so many weeds to pull out of the ground. And I was weeding and I was thinking, and you know, I have these brilliant thoughts when I'm physically exerting myself. So I had this moment where I was like, you know what, this process of weeding really does correspond to what the healing process feels like as a human being, like when you're going through a spiritual recalibration, pulling out these toxins, cleansing yourself spiritually, really does pertain to weeding out these plants, essentially, that are sucking out the life from the soil and making it dry and just barren and impossible for anything to sprout except for more and more weeds. And it's like, geez, you know, because if you let that go on for a certain amount of time, it just infiltrates your entire garden and it inhibits plants from growing and it takes away the vibrancy of the garden. And I feel like it's the same as having, you know, these dirty thoughts, and I don't mean dirty in that way, but just, you know, these negative thoughts you might have about yourself, or these, you know, kind of icky feelings you have towards your self-concept and just how you treat yourself on the daily, and just, you know, we build up so much plaque in our systems, and then it's just harder and harder each time we have to sit down with ourselves and meditate because we have all these thoughts, you know. Because for anyone that's meditated, you know that right when you sit down, it's like boom, 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 like, let's think about this, let's think about what that girl said to me today, let's go think about, you know, and you're traveling to all these places and it's really just a mess. So yeah, I mean, can you believe it? I had this thought when I was weeding, and it's, you know, it's hot and I'm enjoying it because I love to be like doing something, especially because we're quarantined. It's like you might as well beautify the environment as much as you can while you have the time to do so. And so I've never really had a problem with putting in the work. Just girls, side note, do not put on nails if you're going to do this. And there are tools you can use, you know, to make it easier to take the weeds out. At the end of the day, you know, you're going to be sore. You're going to have, like, your wrists are going to hurt. You know, your back is probably going to hurt. Your arms are going to be sore. But it's well worth it because in the end, you have this beautiful harvest. You have this, you know, garden that's refurbished. It's, and it puts your mind at ease to know that that soil is now nourished and enriched and can make it more likely to have a wonderful garden full of flowers and life. So yeah, that was the thought that I had, and it was pretty remarkable when I had it because, you know, I'm kind of one of those people that can communicate with animals. I can communicate with plants, and I think we all have this magical power within us to do that, and it's just about unlocking, you know, these components of being a human, and making yourself less human as you unlock them. It's super cool. So I was like, you know what, it's not just humans that want to have a clean environment, you know, plants do too. They just have a different way of expressing it. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, when you're feeding your body, like, food that you know, and you know damn well, like, you know, those chips, those oily, greasy, you know, stuff, that things that you're putting into your body are not really gonna give you that beautiful porcelain skin that you want. And it's like, it's not like you want it to look better, but you want it to feel better, you know what I mean? That stuff, like, if you're not feeling better with it, why keep going to the grocery store and getting that same stuff? And it's just one of those things that you have to turn off. You have to turn off those aspects of you that want to sabotage you, even though it's pleasurable in the moment. So this is what the spiritual journey feels like. I'm telling you, there are going to be moments of weakness. There are going to be moments of pressure, and you just have to have and obtain a higher perspective of looking at it, and know that the work that you do on yourself, the shadow work that you do, delving into, like, deeply into your subconscious and unleashing all that repressed emotion and channeling it into a creative project, or channeling it into weeding or channeling it into your art, is going to be worthwhile in the end, because you're producing something, and it's just positive reinforcement every time you produce something magical out of maybe a really dark time in your life. And you get to see that there are huge benefits and advantages of really being down and out, and then taking that and removing all the things you don't need from your system anymore, and creating a nice flow. And so what this is leading me to let you guys know is that I have started thinking, and this is for the ladies that understand what it feels like to be oppressed, what it feels like to have people tell you what to do every second of your day, tell you what to wear, how to look, how to feel, you know, or they're just, like, inadvertently putting you down through the way they interact with you. It could be anybody, you know. Society has this way of making you feel like you gotta do things that you don't really want to do. And wearing a bra, let me tell you, there are a lot of reasons why it's best not to wear a bra, and there are a lot of reasons why people will say, no, you need to cover that up. But ask yourselves, why can't we go braless? Think about it. When did it become not okay to walk outside with a nice tank top and not have this tight, whether it's a sports bra, whether it's a cup bra, whatever it is? And let me tell you how much money gets wasted on lingerie, trying to, you know, make it pretty, trying to make it fancy. It's like, I understand, you know, you want to enhance your assets, but why not let yourself be free? Why not be able to walk out knowing that it's okay for you to want to wear and be comfortable in your own skin, let it loose, not have to be all tied up and tense all the time and worried about the effect of gravity on your boobs? This is something that came to me today. I feel like we live in a very perverted society where it's not okay for women to wear certain things. And I think that that needs to change. And when you are liberated on all fronts, you start to question things like this, and I'm questioning it big time. I don't know if you guys are, but there's this feeling that I get, like, being a woman is hard enough, you know? The pressure we have to keep our skin, what is that, glass-like? The pressure we have to have perkiness, the pressure we have to keep our glutes tight, the pressure we have to, you know, have sculpted thighs, you know, the thigh gap, the hip dip, the whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Why can't we just start embracing the natural way our bodies are made? Because we are divine. We are goddesses. And we deserve to be able to be that, which we are, without always having somebody reprimanding us for having a skirt too long or too short. And I just think the whole braless concept is a huge step forward for me. I walked out of the door without a bra and I felt amazing. It was like being a whole new person. I didn't get negative attention. I don't think I captured much attention at all. And if anything, it felt right to me. And I felt pretty real and authentic. And that's how I think we can begin to cultivate a greater sense of authenticity, by being, dressing, and eating what we want to eat and what we know is best for us, and being allowed to do such things by ourselves first and foremost, because I think we put a lot of restraints on ourselves and it's just not fair. So that's what I wanted to say, and I hope you all can get on board with this idea. I think it would be fantastic to not constantly be judged on appearance and constantly have to worry about being this ideal. And so what? I'll leave you with that, folks. Have a good day, good night, wherever you are. Be safe and keep your vibes high.